Numbers chapter 21. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto Yahweh and said, If you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And Yahweh listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to encompass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loathes this light bread. And Yahweh sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray unto Yahweh that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And Yahweh said to Moses, Make you a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he saw the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and pitched at Ijeabarim, in the wilderness which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From there they removed and pitched in the valley of Zared. From there they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that comes out of the coasts of the Amorites, for Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Therefore it is said in the book of the wars of Yahweh, what he did in the Red Sea, and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the stream of the brooks that goes down to the dwelling of Ar, and lies upon the border of Moab, and from there they went to Beer, that is the well whereof Yahweh spoke to Moses, Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing you to it. The princes dug the well, the nobles of the people dug it, by the direction of the lawgiver, with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Matanah, and from Matanah to Nahalil, and from Nahalil to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looks toward Jeshimon. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon king of the Amorites, saying, Let me pass through your land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink of the waters of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we are past your borders. And Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon to Jabbok, even to the children of Ammon. For the border of the children of Ammon was strong. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon, and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand, even to Arnon. Therefore they that speak in Proverbs say, Come into Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared. For there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It has consumed Ar of Moab, and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab! You are undone, O people of Chemosh! He has given his sons that escaped and his daughters into captivity to Sihon, king of the Amorites. We have shot at them. Heshbon is perished, even to Dibon. And we have laid them waste, even to Nophah, which reaches to Medeba. Thus Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites, and Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they took the villages thereof, and drove out the Amorites that were there. And they turned and went up by way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to the battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to Moses, Fear him not, for I have delivered him into your hand, and all his people, and his land, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So they smote him, and his sons, and all his people, until there was none left alive, and they possessed his land. Numbers chapter 22. And the children of Israel set fought forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side of the Jordan by Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was very afraid of the people, because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field? And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore to Balaam the son of Beor to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they inhabit over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray you, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again as Yahweh shall speak to me. And the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. And God came to Balaam and said, What men are these with you? And Balaam said to God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covers the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Perhaps I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said to Balaam, You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, Get you into your land, for Yahweh refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went to Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honourable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, Thus says Balak the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray you, hinder you from coming to me, for I will promote you unto very great honour, and I will do whatever you say to me. Come therefore, I pray you, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahweh my God to do less or more. Now, therefore, I pray you, tarry you also here this night, that I may know what Yahweh will say to me more. And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, If the men come to call you, rise up and go with them, but yet the word which I shall say to you, that shall you do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of Yahweh stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field, and Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the way. But the angel of Yahweh stood in the pot. But the angel of Yahweh stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, she thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he struck her again. And the angel of Yahweh went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with a staff. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you, that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am not I your donkey, upon which you have ridden ever since I was yours unto this day? Was I ever inclined to do so to you?" And he said, "No." Then Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of Yahweh said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand you, because your way is perverse before me." And the donkey saw me, and turned from me these three times, unless she had turned from me. Surely now also I had slain you, and saved her alive. And Balaam said to the angel of Yahweh, "I have sinned, for I knew not that you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displeases you, I will get me back again." And the angel of Yahweh said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to you, that you shall speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam had come, he went out to meet him to a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not earnestly send you to call you? Why came you not to me? Am I not able indeed to promote you to honour?" And Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that shall I speak." And Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kirjath-hazoth. And Balak offered oxen and sheep. And Balak offered oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the next day that Balak took Balaam and brought him up into the high places of Baal, that there he might see the utmost part of the people. Numbers chapter 23. And Balaam said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams." And Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps Yahweh will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you." And he went to a high place. And God met Balaam, and he said to him, "I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram." And Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." And he returned to him, and behold, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, "Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, 'Come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom Yahweh has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." And Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done unto me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have blessed them altogether." And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which Yahweh has put in my mouth? And Balak said to him, Come, I pray you, with me to another place from where you may see them. You shall see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse me them from there. And he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said to Balak, Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet Yahweh yonder. And Yahweh met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, Go again to Balak and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, What has Yahweh spoken? And he took up his parable and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear, listen to me, you son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, What has God worked? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. And Balak said to Balaam, Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. And Balaam answered and said to Balak, Told not I you, saying all that Yahweh speaks, that I must do? And Balak said to Balaam, Come, I pray you, I will bring you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse me them from there. And Balak brought Balaam to the top of Peor that looks towards Jeshimon. And Balaam said to Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. Numbers chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel dwelling in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, He has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, and your tabernacles, O Israel! As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the river's side, as the trees of line aloes with which Yahweh has planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. He bowed, he lies down as a lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have altogether blessed them these 3 times. Therefore now flee you to your place. I thought to promote you unto great honour, but lo, Yahweh has kept you back from honour. And Balaam said to Balak, "Spoke I not also to your messengers which you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahweh to do either good or bad of my own mind, but what Yahweh says, that will I speak. And now, behold, I go to my people, come therefore, and I will advise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days." And he took up his parable and said, "Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, I shall see him, but not now, I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remains of the city." And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, "Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perishes for ever." And he looked on the Kenites and took up his parable and said, "Strong is your dwelling place, and you put your nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenite shall be wasted, until Ashur shall carry you away captive." And he took up his parable and said, "Alas, who shall live when God does this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and shall afflict Asher, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish for ever." And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. Numbers chapter 25. And Israel stayed in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself to Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Take all the heads of the people and hang them up before Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel." And Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Slay you every one his men that were joined to Baal Peor." And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought to his brethren a Midianitish woman, in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of that Midianitish woman that was slain was Cosbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, afflict the Midianites and smite them, for they afflict you with their deceit, with which they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor and in the manner of Cosbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Numbers chapter 26. And it came to pass after the plague that Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people, from 20 years old and upward, as Yahweh commanded Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the oldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, of whom comes the family of the Hanokites of Palu, the family of the Paluites of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 40,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah when they strove against Yahweh. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died, the time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites of Shul, the family of the Shulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 20,200. The children of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Osni, the family of the Osnites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of the Erelites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan, and Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah after their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharzites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. And the sons of Pharez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, and Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 66,500. Of the sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Puah, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Sardites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir begot Gilead. Of Gilead came the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites, and of Hepher, the family of the Hepherites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlah and Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim after their families, of Shuttelah, the family of the Shuttelahites, of Becher, the family of the Bacharites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shuthelah of Eran, the family of the Eranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families. The sons of Benjamin, after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shupham, the family of the Shuphamites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites, and the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan, after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 64,400. Of the children of Asher, after their families, of Jimnah, the family of the Jimnites, of Jezeri, the family of the Jezerites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jazeelites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,730. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To many you shall give the more inheritance, and to few you shall give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot. According to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after their families. Of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites. Of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites. Of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Marlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites, and Kohath begot Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bore to Levi in Egypt, and she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. And to Aaron was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before Yahweh. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun.